MI Healthcare, the Dutchy Hospital, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The new season for Harrogate Town has kicked off with a short series of friendly matches before the league starts again. The success of the team has cemented their place as a key part in the local community, and another vital part of the Harrogate community has offered their support in keeping the players fit and healthy. On the 13th of July, members of healthcare staff at the recently refurbished BMI The Dutchy Hospital tested the team as part of an ongoing partnership that will see The Dutchy become the go-to medical practice for Harrogate Town Football Club, offering health checks and support if the players get injured as quickly as possible. I went to find out more about the ECG tests being held. First, I spoke with Claire, the Clinical Services Manager for Imaging, about the purpose of the tests, and then Louise, a cardiac physiologist, while she carried out an ECG. Hi, Claire.
Hi. When Harrogate Town first went professional, which was last year, we approached them as the hospital to say who was actually looking after the health and well-being of the players. It came about that they needed our help, hence why today we've got five players in having some basic standards of health assessments, starting with ECGs, resting ECGs, exercise ECGs, to get a baseline of their health and fitness.
So if the players have any problems, today we'll pick them up before the season begins?
Yes, that's the idea, that any problems would be preempted and dealt with or highlighted, and then we could see the GP here, Rachel the physio could then do something, we could arrange scans if there was something that needed to be scanned, and hopefully get them fit and well ready for the season.
So what is it that an ECG is looking for? Because some people might have no idea what an ECG is.
An ECG looks at waveforms of the heart as it is that moment in time. It would show any damage to the heart if there's been previous damage. Whereas an exercise ECG puts the heart through stress. So that would enable, as a player was playing, to see, you've possibly heard of cardiomyopathy, which is called the sudden death syndrome, where unfortunately there's been some fit, healthy players that have died on the pitch, and that's something that we're looking to detect.
Right, okay, so you can sort of preempt for that and hopefully stop that from happening.
Yes, by looking at the heart rhythms and the waveforms.
Brilliant. And what else is involved with this partnership? So it's a fairly new thing.
Yes, it's very new. We're looking at different ways of working within the Harrogate community, because the Dutch is a very big part of that community, as is Stray FM, as is Betty's. It's been the Yorkshire Show Week, so we're just trying to become part, a bigger part, embed ourselves within the Harrogate Town.
By supporting the Harrogate Town Football Club players. So if something happens on the pitch, BMI Dutchy is the first place the players are going to come.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Yes. Claire, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Louise, first of all, can you just tell me what your job is here at BMI The Dutchy and what you're doing?
Okay, I'm a cardiac physiologist and I normally work for the cardiologist doing exercise tests and stressing patients on the treadmill who've had chest pain or any arrhythmia problems. But today with the footballers, it's just like we're giving them, a very, brief heart test to start with, just to make sure everything's okay. And it just tells us today, what your heart is doing at this point. And it's a later date, we're hoping to put all the players on the treadmill, which then puts the heart under stress. And then we can see if there's any problems or the beginnings of any problems. And footballers and rugby players whose hearts have stopped on the pitch, if they'd have had these screens, they would have had a clue that something was not right.
Fantastic. So, Liam, you're a player for Harrogate Town, aren't you?
Yep.
You've just been hooked up to this machine, and your results have printed out. Louise, what are we looking for on the printout?
So, we're looking to make sure that the rhythm is steady, so there's no arrhythmia problems, and we're also looking at the different waveforms. So, we're looking here to make sure these waves don't go down. So, if they went down, like 2.5 millimetres, it can mean that they've either had a heart attack in the past or they've got the beginnings of coronary artery disease.
I see. Fantastic.
That is perfectly normal.
Brilliant. Well, that's reassuring. I also spoke with Harrogate Town midfielder Jack Emmett about what it means for the players. Jack, you've just had your ECG done. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was all good. Just put some electrodes on us and measured our heart rate and checked everything was working okay, which thankfully it is. So happy days, yeah.
Good to know. So this is part of your sort of pre-season health check. What else have they been checking up on?
Well, today it's just obviously been about checking for any underlying heart conditions and checking our hearts are working okay. And it's the first time we've had these tests because it's not that prevalent at our level. So it's good for us as a club to kind of get that done and reassure everyone that there's no problems.
So you're reassured. What are some of the things that they were looking for? What might have been not reassuring?
Well, at our age, you're not going to have any serious problems with your heart unless you've got an underlying condition, really. And that's just if your heart wall's too thick or, like, the blood's not pumping through right. You know, there's just little things that can be going wrong, but that you wouldn't really know about. That can cause serious problems in the future.
How are you feeling about the next season now?
Feeling good, yeah. Like, obviously, it's a new challenge for us. Like, we've never been there before, so I think it's kind of a free hit in the way. We just go up and try and play as well as we can and see where it gets us. Obviously, it's going to be harder than last year. There'll be some bigger teams in there and there's some tough games ahead. But we're a good squad. I think we've built well, and I think we'll be well prepared for it. We're really fit. We still play the same way, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can put in some good performances.
Good stuff. And now we know that everyone's going to be as fit and healthy as they possibly can be, thanks to BMI the Dutchie. Well, Jack, thanks very much for your time. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
You can find BMI the Dutchie Hospital on Queen's Road in Harrogate or online at bmihealthcare.co.uk.
BMI Healthcare, the Dutchie Hospital, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.